According to VA.gov, the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs provides student military veterans benefits programs that apply toward education. These programs, such as the 9/11 post-GI Bill, are offered to those veterans who are qualified. The GI Bill pays student veterans their education fees for a maximum of 36 months. 71,000 veterans in the state of Texas are currently enrolled in higher education, costing the federal government $800 million. Not only do student veterans receive free education, but also veterans in Texas are eligible to receive monthly payments under the Hazelwood exemption with Chapter 30. Alexander Stamatis, veteran certifying assistant at Texas State, started as a student worker when he graduated in 2009. Stamatis specializes on the process of veteran benefits such as the GI Bill for the Department of Student Veteran Affairs, while ensuring student veterans are meeting satisfactory progress for benefit requirements. Stamatis says Texas student veterans can be eligible for both federal and state benefits.
Yes, they could be qualified for both. What the Hazelwood Act is that the veteran has to have entered from the state of Texas when they join service. So when they first went to raise their hand and swear in, they had to be in Texas or have a home record of Texas. Mm-hmm. So they could possibly be eligible for both the federal benefit and state, but there are some stipulations, whereas like in the post 9/11 GI Bill, they have to use their federal before they're eligible for state benefits. So there are cases where they could use both at the same time, but for the most part, that's federal before state.
Student veterans who have served their time in the military and are unable to attend post-higher education due to common illnesses such as PTSD, depression, and even suicide can participate in a transfer entitlement program, which allows the student veteran to transfer all or a portion of post 9/11 GI Bill benefits to their spouse or children.
But there, we do have some vets that have PTSD diagnoses and things like that, and they we do have veteran-specific counselors through the counseling center that are there specifically for veterans, so they can talk to them if they have any issues and things like that. There's also the student organization VATS, Veterans Alliance at Texas State. That's a social group for all the vets on campus, so that's a good way for them to also get in contact with each other and work out any kind of issues internally.
Stamatis also is a veteran and understands that many student vets try to deal with problems on their own. Some student veterans decide not to be registered with Student Affairs nor want to identify themselves as veterans. Stamatis says some student veterans don't want to be on record. They simply want to get in and out. For KTSW News, I'm Robert Nunez.